You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now it's time for Tracy Martin from the New Zealand First Party.
Hey Tracy, how are you today?
I'm good, thanks Jamina. How are you? Glad to see you survived the thunderstorm on Sunday.
I know. It was great to meet you in person at the Orcon event on Sunday. If any listeners watch that or are keen to still watch that, that's on our Facebook page. We had a bit of some really good chats with you as well as some other politicians. So yeah, it was great to meet you in person.
Yeah.
So today I wanted to talk to you about how Education Minister Nikki Kaye announced the other day that a learning support pilot will be extended to approximately cover 70,000 more children. So she says the pilot is in its current stages and has been successfully trialled in three Bay of Plenty communities of learning. Therefore, they're extending it to cover another 30 communities across the country. So nationally, they'll be putting 15 Ministry of Education senior staff as facilitators across the communities who will coordinate to provide help for those students who may need additional support for their learning. So is this the right approach to helping students who have learning difficulties?
There's a couple of things that are disappointing, I think, about this particular announcement. First of all, when I sat on the inquiry into dyslexia, dyspraxia and children with the autism on the autism spectrum and how they were being catered for inside our state school system, and what that inquiry told us was that the system is actually 100% broken. And it's probably even worse for children with more physical and intellectual disabilities on top of that. So, and the government's and the ministry's perspective always was, right from the beginning of that inquiry, that they would put in no more money and that they saw that just that the schools weren't using the current staff that they had effectively enough, efficiently enough. And so all what we've just had here is, regardless of the inquiry, the ministry has gone ahead by putting in 15 senior officials at God knows what salary they're on into communities of learning and only communities of learning to make them use their current staff, which we quite clearly showed was not adequate, to use their current staff more efficiently. So that's why the parents, the communities that are supportive of special needs children are really, really disappointed in this statement.
But have they not, I mean, they say, though, that they have consulted with communities, but before rolling out the pilots, they consulted communities about what changes were needed. So National said that they spoke to, or the government said that they spoke to 3,600 parents, families and whānau, as well as groups from disability and education sectors to find out what was needed. So there was that consultation that did take place for this pilot, I suppose.
Well, it's interesting, isn't it? We once again come back to the word consultation. So to me, what the word consultation is that you ask a question and the people who are most seriously affected give you the answers. And that's what we had from the inquiry. We had a large number of submissions. This conversation, the review of special needs funding and support for our students, has been going on for over a decade. What it appears that the government calls consultation is, this is what we're going to do. What do you think of it? And regardless of whether you think it's a good idea or not, we're going to roll it out. So it happened in Christchurch after the, you know, with regard to the amalgamations of schools, and we've got the Ombudsman report to show that that is what happened there. It's happened with regard to national standards. It's happened again and again and again with this government. So I'm sorry, just, you know, I'm a little cynical when the government says we consulted. I think what they mean is we told people what we were going to do. They told us they didn't like it, and we went ahead and did it anyway.
So have you heard, though, from people specifically involved in this trial of the pilot in the three Bay of Plenty communities of learning who, I mean, the government says that they've received positive feedback. So have you heard otherwise from these people involved in this pilot?
Well, there's been no actual review of those pilots. So it's been trialled in three communities of learning, but there's been no actual physical review of whether it was successful or not.
So, but have you heard from them yourself about how it hasn't worked? Because they've heard feedback that it has worked.
No, because I don't know who those communities of learning are. And I mean, I'm not allowed to reach into, as an opposition MP, I'm not allowed to reach into schools without the Minister of the permission of the Minister of Education. So, I, you know, as an opposition MP, there's barriers because they're public servants, teachers are public servants, and so are principals, and also they're independent bodies, but they're state funded. So I can't just walk onto any school ground or contact any school technically without the permission of the Minister of Education.
So what should they have done instead, though? They should have just kept this trial small and done it for longer and then made a...
I think you're missing the point. We've got a whole inquiry that tells them what they need to do, and none of it was about putting 15 senior Ministry of Education staff members into communities of learning. Not a single one of the submissions or recommendations that came from the actual inquiry and the people who submitted on it was this model. This model was what the ministry had already decided before we held an inquiry.
I don't think it's
not relevant, actually. This is not the answer for the special needs community of our schools.
So let's talk about communities of learning then. So you're saying that is the fundamental problem here. Those should not exist because they're
No. What I'm saying is, because this is about special needs children. Let's be clear. This is not about communities of learning. This is about special needs children. What the government has done is connected that the support for special needs children to communities of learning. So they've taken two separate entities and muddled them up. The whole purpose of this is about how will we support inclusive education for those students who need it.
But the
and
government
the ministries decided it's going to be through communities of learning.
But the government believes that those communities of learning are providing these things to students who need that additional help. I mean, they're talking about the benefits of this approach, give flexible, faster services to support these children, that's child-centred, and also so parents and teachers have one person at the ministry who sort of knows what their child needs, that it's kind of this more personalised approach for these children. And also a more collaborative approach through these communities of learning. So what is the issue with these communities of learning that you have for these students with additional learning needs?
All of that is rhetoric. Every single one of those things that you just said again comes from a press release to try and make it sound like it's a brilliant idea.
But where's your counter evidence? So they've talked to these.
In the inquiry, Chimina, I could send you the inquiry. I could send you hundreds upon hundreds of letters. I could send you to the VIP's Facebook. I could send you to Education for All, that organisation. I could send you to hundreds of pieces of evidence from the families on the front line saying what they needed. And none of what they needed is what has just been provided.
And so what are they needing instead? Tell me what you think the government should be doing instead.
No, it's not what I think. It's what they told us. And what they told us in the inquiry, and there's something like 28 recommendations on the back of that inquiry that New Zealand First, the Green Party and the Labor Party have committed to provide to those families. And it's about support, more resourcing, and that's actual human resourcing, that's teacher aid resourcing, that's increasing to the AWS funding to 3% of the population, that's more speech language therapists, more SENCOs, more... Honestly, mate, this system is broken, and 15... high-level ministry officials inside of communities of learning is not the solution.
So finally, just before you have to head off, let's touch on a policy National announced in the weekend, which is their plan to send young offenders to a military camp. So what are your thoughts on this? Is this the right approach to help youth offenders?
Well, it's a knee-jerk approach, that's the first thing, because what we want to do is prevent serious youth offenders in the first instance, so that would be smarter. But I guess for me, the major concern I have about this announcement is, how are they going to keep those 50 very serious young offenders on the Wairuru base? Because there's no fencing, etc. The Wairuru base is not needed to be enclosed because everybody previously on there was a volunteer, right? And so are they going to build a youth prison at Wairuru? Is that what they're going to say and have the army run it? Or are these young people, if there's no fences to keep these incredibly serious offenders, even though they're young, inside any walls, how do the people of Wairuru themselves feel about that? It hasn't been thought through, I don't think. I think it's something they've thought up in the last 7 days.
Well, thank you very much for taking the time to speak to us today, Tracy. We will talk to you again next week.
See you, Chimina. Bye.
Okay, bye.
That was Tracy Martin from the New Zealand First Party. The Wire.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.